Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. Daily B's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94, 1 and John 7, 4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The image of the sun. I will finish this section of my book on Theotetus and the King James Bible. I'll finish that part, and then we'll move into the part titled, we'll get the preamble to the image of God, and then we'll get into the image or portrait of God the Son. Very interesting reading. So Plato says, I think so. The Bible says, and think not to say within yourselves, what do I see? I see Plato features the term think. The Bible features the phrase think not. So we have an imperative in the Bible's link here. The imperative says think not, whereas Plato has said think. So the Bible puts an end to Plato's think. The imperative says think not. And those two, item 83, Plato says, I think so. The Bible says, why then should I think upon a maid? I see Plato features, I think. The Bible features, I think. And those two features are the same. Item 84, Plato says, if then, he remarks on a similarity in our persons. The Bible says, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. And I have written here, the feature in the Romans statement, that's the Bible statement, beginning with, and if by grace, that statement is an exception that proves the rule. The rule says, all terms in the feature must follow one another. Now, let's go back to the two statements. Plato features if then, the two words, one following the other. But whereas the Bible says, and if by grace, then it is no more of works. What I see? Plato, I see Plato features if then, with then following if. The Bible features if followed by grace. And then we have the word then. So in the Bible's feature, the if and then are separated. They don't follow one another. Whereas in Plato's feature, then follows if. Now, let me read the Bible statement again so you can really get it now. The Bible says, and if, that's one of the words in Plato's feature, by grace, then. Okay? There is by grace between the if and then. Okay, that's an exception. An exceptional feature, we can say. Wherein the two words are divided by grace. Well, I've already given the conclusion. That is an exceptional statement, the Bible statement. But we do have in that Bible statement, if then. But they don't. But the then does not follow the if. Item 85. Plato says, if then, he remarks on a similarity in our persons. The Bible says, ye shall not respect persons in judgment. I see Plato features persons, the Bible features persons, and those two features are the same. I could also say Plato features persons, the Bible features ye shall not respect persons, and so what we have in the Bible feature, the Bible says you shall not respect persons, whereas Plato says persons. So we get more information from the Bible statement regarding persons. We get more information on the persons, which is Plato's feature, in the Bible's feature, which says you shall not respect persons. Okay. Item 86, Plato says, if then, he remarks on a similarity in our persons. The Bible says, having men's persons, moration. What do I see? I see Plato features persons. The Bible features men's persons. So we get information regarding, we get information in the Bible statement regarding Plato's persons. Okay? Because you can ask the question, what kind of persons? And the Bible gives the answer, men's persons. Okay? 87. Plato says, either by way of praise or blame. The Bible says, by the way whereof I spake unto thee. What do I see? I see Plato features by way. The Bible features by the way. And those two features are similar. Item 88. Plato says, either by way of praise or blame. The Bible says, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Plato features by way of, the Bible features by way of, and those two features are the same. Item 89. Plato says, either by way of praise or blame. The Bible says, in the way of righteousness is life. I see Plato features way of, the Bible features way of, and those two features are the same. Item 90. Plato says, either by way of praise or blame. The Bible says, I lead in the way of righteousness. I see Plato features way of, the Bible features way of, and those two features are the same. Item 91. Plato says, either by way of praise or blame. The Bible says, no man should blame us in this feature. What do I see? Blame. The Bible features blame us. And in the Bible features, we see who to blame. Because Plato says blame. The question, blame who? The Bible gives answer, blame us. Now, also, that could be seen like this. Either by way of praise or blame, says Plato, the Bible says no man should blame us in this abundance. I see Plato features the term blame. The Bible features the term blame, and those two features are the same. Item 92. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, for there is not a just man upon the earth. What do I see? I see Plato features the phrase, there is no. The Bible features the phrase, there is not. And those two features are similar. Item 93. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord. I see Plato features the phrase, there is no. The Bible features the phrase, there is no. And those two features are the same. Page 50, item 94. Plato says the reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, should not the shepherds see the flock? I see Plato features should. The Bible features should not. And those two features are opposites. Item 95. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, and attend to no understanding. What do I see featured here? I see Plato features attend to, the Bible features attend to, and those two features are the same. Item 96. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, attend unto me and hear me. I see Plato features attend to, the Bible features attend unto, and those two features are virtually the same. Item 97. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, for to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. What do I see featured? I see Plato features to him, the Bible features to him, and those two features are the same. Item 98. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God. What do I see featured? I see Plato features the word reason. The Bible features the word reason. And those two features are the same. Also see Plato features the phrase, we should. The Bible features the phrase, we should. And those two features are the same. Item 99. Plato says, there is no particular reason why we should attend to him. The Bible says, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God. What do I see? I see Plato features, there is no particular reason. The Bible features, it is not reason, and those two features are similar. 100. Plato says, I should not say. The Bible says, say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again. What do I see featured? I see Plato features not say. The Bible features say not. The Bible's feature is an inversion of Plato's feature. Those two features are the same in that they consist of the same terms or words. 01. Plato says, I should not say. The Bible says, for that ye ought to say, if the Lord will. I see Plato features I should not say. The Bible features ye ought to say. And so that sounds like a rebuke to me coming from the Bible. The Bible rebukes Plato's, the Bible's feature rebukes Plato's feature. And the last one here in this book, item 102, Plato says, I should not say. The Bible says, what would ye that I should do for you? What do I see featured? I see Plato features, I should not. The Bible features, I should. And those two features are in opposition. Now, that's how you go through these, whether you're doing these alone or whether you're playing I Have Spoken in regard to the statements, the features, the conclusion, and follow suit. Now we're about to enter the next section. In the beginning was the Word. There were predictions, promises, and expectations. There was a call to come and help. There was a mysterious no man who has been identified. There was an inscription which said, to the unknown God, the only wise God who performeth all things. That's Psalm 57, verse 2. For me. Now let me read that inscription again. To the unknown God, the only wise God who performeth all things for me, who is now known. Okay? Because remember the beginning of the inscription says, to the unknown God. All right. The unknown God has come. The unknown God has identified himself. So the unknown God is now the known God. There were also these things, an intensive examination into the man, Tommy L. Hart, and his acts or works, a portrait of the Son of God, which looked just like the man, Tommy L. Hart. Then there was a multitude of questions and commandments, and truth was put on display, and there was Plato's involvement, and then this gigantic image. And everything about the image was huge. His head, his torso, and his legs of God. Genesis 1:26, let us, Father and Son, make man in our image, after our likeness. Remember that. Let us make man. The us being the Father and the Son. The Father calls upon the Son to assist him in the building of an image in honor of the Son. The Father has provided the parts. Several questions. Those questions will be answered. Maybe one or two have already been answered since I started reading. In the beginning was the Word. There were predictions, promises, and expectations, etc. But let's go on with the reading. The Father has provided the parts needed for the construction of the image. In order for the image to be built, the Son would first have to come. The Son of God would first have to come. We have the promise and prediction regarding the Son in Isaiah 40, verse 10. The Lord God will come. And the Hebrews 10, verse 37 statement saying, he that shall come will come. The Son, Tommy L. Hart, has just recently come on the scene, setting the stage for the construction of the image of God, the Son. But notice this, that at the Son's arrival, man is already here, right? Human beings are already here at the Son's arrival. So we know God the Father is not asking the Son to assist him in creating man. The talk is about an image, a representation, and that representation will be of the Son. That representation is mentioned in Daniel 3, verse 25. The form or representation of the fourth is like the Son of God. The form or representation is like the Son of God, then that form is like the man, Tommy L. Hart. We're getting answers for the questions that are given in the description of this episode. The combined work of the Father and the Son has resulted in the construction of a huge image that looks like the man, Tommy L. Hart, the Son of God. As said earlier, the Father provided the parts for the great work of the image, and the Son, Tommy L. Hart, arranged those parts so that the result is a word picture, an image, exactly like Mr. Hart, who is the Son of God. The Father and Son working together to produce an image in honor of the Son, and that image is a word picture. Genesis 1:26 says, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." Daniel 3:25 says, "The form or representation of the fourth is like the Son of God." Statements are written beforehand or before the time of their actual happening. Genesis 1:27, "In the image of God created he him." Remember, I read that the Father provided the parts for the image. Okay? "In the image of God created he him." The form of the fourth is like the Son of God, the representation of the fourth. "Let us make man in our image after our likeness." In these statements, the Father is talking to the Son who has come. And the Son is seeing in the book these things that he is to do. But get this, the Son has always done the things before he realizes that he's commanded or ordered to do those things in the Bible. He does the things, then he sees that, wow, what I've done, the Bible, there's a commandment in the Bible for me to do that. Okay? He does the work first, and then he realizes he's commanded to do it. The Son does not or has not read the Bible and seen what he should do and then do it. He does the work before seeing the order for the work to be done. Romans 8:29. "To be conformed to the image of his Son." We're speaking about two things, the image of the Son and the Son of God, and also God the Father. Okay, because it's God the Father whose writings we're reading from the book. Romans 9:28, "The Son will finish the work." Get that. These are very important things in understanding King James Bible content. He will finish the work. Remember, the Father provided the parts for the construction of the image and left the putting together of those parts to the Son. So he says in Romans 9:28, He, speaking of the Son, will finish the work. He will assemble that construction, that representation. He will assemble the image of God using the things that the Father has already provided. Isn't that something? He will finish the work, a prediction of what the Son will do when he comes, as relates to his assisting the Father in the construction of an image in honor of the Son. The image would be a word picture. John 19, verse 30 says, it is finished. What is finished? The construction of the image of the Son of God is finished. It is done. It is completed. It has been assembled. Who has assembled it? The Son of God, the man Tommy L. Hart, has assembled the image. Who has provided the parts for the image? The Father has provided the parts for the image construction. So now, it is finished. Whereas he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. The form of the fourth is like the Son of God. In the image of God created he him, to be conformed to the image of his Son. He will finish the work. The work has been completed. It's finished. It is a done deal. Tommy L. Hart, I continue reading, Son of God, finished the work of the construction of the image of God, which was begun by the Father in his providing the parts that would make up, constitute the image of the Son. Image has a head of predictions, promises, and expectations. Did you get that? Remember I mentioned moments ago, the head, the parts of the image, the head, the torso, and the legs. The image has a head of predictions, promises, and expectations regarding the Son. It has a large torso of questions and commandments. It has two legs, a left leg of works performed by the Son of God, the man Tommy L. Hart, and a right leg of truth and conclusions. Mr. Hart has performed that which is written in Romans 9:28, which says, he will finish the work of the image of God. Now, here is that image. And with that, we move on to page 53, the section titled, The Image, Portrait of God, the Son. And remember, we've already been told that the image is a word picture, a representation of the Son. Part one, the head of the image. We're also just told that the image's head, the image has a head of predictions, promises, and expectations regarding the Son. Part one here, the head of the image, the parts constituting the head of the image. Here we go. Psalm 55, verse 19, God shall hear. That's talking about God the Son shall hear. What shall he hear? He shall hear the words of the Father that are written in the book, King James Bible. He shall God, and he, the Son is called God. Remember that. God shall hear. The Father is not talking about himself. He's talking about his Son, who he has already, asked to help him, assist him in the constructing of an image for the Son, who is also called God, who is also called Lord God, capital L, and the book is written capital L, lowercase O-R-D. The Father, God, Lord, all caps, is written in the book using all caps, all capital letters, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, distinguishing the Father from the Son in the way that word Lord is written. What wisdom, what understanding. So God shall hear. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5. The Lord, talking about the Son, will bring to light the hidden things. 3, Psalm 44, 21. He, the Son, knows the secrets of the heart, of the King James Bible. Not talking about he knows the heart of each individual and each person and all like that. I'm not talking about that. He knows the heart of the King James Bible. He knows that which is good and important in the King James Bible. He knows that which has been set aside for him to do. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. All of these statements that I will read at this time have to do with the Son, okay? I don't have to say talking about the Son every time. Each and every one of these statements that I will read speak about the Son of God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. If one is not, then I'll let you know that this is not speaking of the Son, but whatever, okay? But all these statements so far and that I intend to read have to do with the Son of God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. So let's start. God shall hear. The Lord will bring to light the hidden things. He knows the secrets of the heart of the King James Bible. 1 Corinthians 2:11. No man knows the things of God. Remember, I've already told you, you should know what no man is. No man is a moniker in the King James Bible applicable to the Son of God, found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. A nickname, no man. No man is a nickname, a moniker. Daniel 2, verse 28, there is a God that revealeth secrets on the earth. I've already said each one of these statements has to do with the man, Tommy L. Hart. John 14, 26, he shall teach you all things. Psalm 14, verse 7, the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people. John 9, 21, he shall speak for himself. That's what I'm doing now. I'm speaking for myself. John 14, verse 6, no man cometh to the Father. He has done that. The Son has done that. Luke 23, 47, he glorified God. Psalm 40, verse 2, he brought me forth, or he brought me up. See, the Son brought up the Father. Plato, I've told you, is a representative of the former Israelite gods. He brought me up. Daniel 2:22, he revealeth the deep and secret things. John 5:46, he wrote of me. The Son wrote of the Father. Revelation 13:13, he doeth great wonders, things. John 14:10, he doeth the works. Remember, the Son completed the construction of the Son of God, as he had been asked of his Father. He discovereth deep things. He doeth the works. He doeth the work of the Lord. That's 1 Corinthians 16:10. 1 John 5:14, he heareth us. Remember the first statement? Psalm 55:19, God shall hear. And then here in 1 John 5:14 says, the Father, speaking of the Son, says, these things were written before the time. Okay? So all these things that I've written, that I'm reading, have come to pass. These statements I'm reading are fulfillments that have been done by the Son of God who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Great understanding. Perfect understanding. He hears us. Daniel 9:27, and he shall confirm the covenant. Psalm 25:14, he will show them, the people, the covenant. His covenant. 21, John 16:14, he shall glorify me. Remember up in number 10, Luke 23:47, where it said he glorified God? It has come to pass. The Son has done that. For the Father has said in John 16:14, he shall glorify me. It is, all these things are done. They're finished. John 4:25, when he is come, he will tell us all things. It's all done. John 15:26, item 24, he shall testify of me. It's already done. It is finished. Item 25, Hosea 6:2, he will revive us. Who is us? The former Israelite gods. I mentioned them moments ago. 26, Job 28:11, the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. 27, John 16:13, he will show you. Okay, I think I made a mistake here. Let me read what I wrote. He will show you not things that are to come, but things that, okay, he will show you not the things that are to come, but things that have come to pass. And that's what I'm showing you. That's what I'm pointing out right now. Things that have already come to pass, not that are to yet be done. Because I keep saying now, it is, these things are done. Each one that I've read. Moving on, 28, 2 Timothy 2:15, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Father gives a description of the Son, an explanation. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And number 29 here, John 7:4, and he himself seeketh to be known openly. Each one of these things has been done. Each one of these things have come to pass. It's 29 things in this book constituting the head of the image. 29 statements, King James Bible statements. And each of those 29 has been fulfilled. They have been fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart. 29 statements here that are fulfilled by the man, Tommy L. Hart, who the Bible, King James Bible, declares to be the Son of God. Wow. Now, those 29 things constitute the head of the image. Okay? In those things, you have predictions. Let me see. You have predictions, promises, and expectations. In those 29 things that I just read. But that's an amazing thing, that one man has fulfilled these 29 items. Fulfillment. That's great. The Son has done the things which he has been expected to do. He has fulfilled those expectations coming from the Father. And, you know, some of you may have already heard me say that the King James Bible gives a biography of the man Tommy L. Hart. Those items which I just read off, those 29 items, speak of my work, the things that I have done, acts that I have accomplished and finished. In those things, you have a part of the biography of the Son of God. Just as in the commandments, you know, that I've read earlier from this book, the commandments that the man Tommy L. Hart has kept and fulfilled, the predictions and all, even the questions, okay, that the man Tommy L. Hart has attended to. The King James Bible gives the biography of the man Tommy L. Hart. Truth, an indisputable truth. Part two. Now, anyone can tell lies, okay? Anyone. Okay, now let me just continue reading. Part two, the torso of the image, and we just may get to that the next time. Save this. I reserve this for the next time, the part two. I read the things constituting the image's head. Okay? Next time, I'll begin by reading the parts constituting the torso of the image. All right? But it's something. Those who have the King James Bible in their house or in their car or wherever, in their pocket, wherever, they have the biography of the man, Tommy L. Hart. Whether they like the man, Tommy L. Hart, or not, they have his biography in that they have the King James Bible. Okay? That's a fact. Okay. So, a lover of truth, a lover of King James Bible truth. Do follow me on Twitter. Always make Longhouse Archive your dwelling place. And you can now go to Amazon bookstore and order from my great list of books there. And be sure and get this book, The Son of God Was Here With Men on Earth. Do those three things, okay? And join me next time.